What about if you were going to ship them? You'd put them in a chicken
coop.
Okay, what's that like?
That's just a little coop, a rod about that high, and platform on them, something like an 8. Put them in it, I think about 30 in them.
Just the little chicks?
Okay. No, not little chicks now, big chicks. You can put 30 big chickens in it.
Okay, and if you were eating chicken, the bone that goes like
pulley
this?
Pulley bone.
Okay, are there any stories about that?
Yeah, they break them somewhere down there.
Yeah. And if you, what is it, if you get the long one?
Short one gets to marry first, isn't that it?
Okay, and what's the name for the inside parts of a chicken that you eat?
Breast.
Okay, but the liver and heart and gizzard and so forth.
What's it called?
Yeah.
Well, the liver's called the liver, and the heart's heart, and the gizzard, the gizzard.
Okay, what, is there a general term for the inside part of a pig or a calf that you eat?
Yeah, the inside of the hog is it. You mean the parts they use?
Yeah.
Well, they say they can use the old time, they call it, they can use his gut, the hog, and they'd eat his, of course they eat all on the inside, the liver, and they never eat the heart much here.
Yeah. You ever heard of liver and
lights? Yeah, they never eat that. That's what I said, liver and lights.
Lights
are
the lungs?
Well, no, lights is the lungs, I think.
Okay, and what about the part that you sometimes eat and you sometimes stuff sausage in?
That is the, we call it instrument, the inside of the big gut.
Yeah. Okay, you ever heard of
chitlins, yeah.
What's?
They're made out of the insides, clean instruments, guts.
Okay, and it was time to feed the stock and do the chores. You say it was, what time?
Dark.
Yeah.
Feeding time.
Okay, and can you tell me how to call a cow to get it coming out of the pasture?
Suck-ever.
Yeah, just go ahead and do the call.
Suck-ever.
Okay. And what about to get them to stand still while you're milking?
Saw.
Okay. And how do you call calves?
Calf.
Okay. And what do you say to a horse to make him turn left when you're plowing?
Oh.
What about right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
You call it.
Okay. And to get a horse started.
Get up.
Okay. What if you want him to go faster?
Faster.
Okay. Or would you say get up?
Get up.
Okay. And if you want him to stop.
Ooh.
Okay. And how do you call hogs?
Whoopee.
Okay. And what about sheep?
I believe you said, lady. Come on, ladies. I don't know too much about them, but I've heard them call.
Okay. And what about chickens?
Chicken.
Okay. And if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say that you had to
harness them up.
Huh?
Harness.
Okay. And
or saddle them up.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Lines. Your
okay.
Reins.
Same thing?
Check reins or check lines.
Okay, and when you're riding on him?
You hold your lines.
When you're on
saddle.
You call that lines or?
That's lines, you hold is your check reins.
Okay, and the things you put your feet in when you're
stirps.
Riding? Okay, and if you have, you're plowing, what do you call the horse that walks in the furrow?
I believe he's off.
Okay. And if something's not right near at hand, you'd say that it's just a little, what, over?
I didn't understand the question.
You say something's not real close at hand, you'd say that it's just a little, what, over?
A little late?
Yeah, would you say a little ways over, a little piece over?
Now, really, I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
You're not
saying. Something's not real close to you. You might say that that's just
a little farther over.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and hadn't finished your journey, you'd say that you still had a long, a what to go.
Ways to go.
Okay.